4, CPA Mobile.
Dave Blues on the road again. Oh, hello, Dave. W2T listening.
Hi, Rusty, and don't you forget it. I tell you what, it's a good thing you're probably driving somewhere over your way, so as they say, our paths will not meet.
Actually, I'm sitting here at home, and the one you're liable to meet up with out there is named Tom, N0TR, so you better be careful where you are out there, my friend.
Hey, Tom, he comes over this way on Wade Hampton. He'll be over here at the Aldi and some of the other places over here in Taylor, so, which is where I'm headed back to. I'm at the sports club right now, but I'm headed back to the house.
Well, Tom is over here somewhere in my area. He's wandering around over here in Spartanburg. He said he was going to Sam's Club and then to one or two other places, maybe. I'm not sure which, but, you know, that's, so he's wandering around over this way today.
Sure, he's got his navigator with him, Bernice, so she can always tell him where to turn and how to get there.
And probably keep him out of trouble from getting lost or something like that.
I'm sure Bernice has her hands full there. I figure if we talk about him long enough, he'll jump in here and say something.
Well, that's if he's gotten out of Sam's Club yet. He was going there to get some shots too, along with everything else. So, you know, he may still be in there.
Hi, Rusty. I'm trying to find a spot here where I can hit the repeater, and I'm making it.
Yeah, I can tell you're clicking on and off and not having it, but you're doing good.
I'm in a real bad spot. You know, if this guy would pull up a little bit, I could, I just need to roll up a few inches, but he's not moving. He's got a big space between him and the next car, but anyway.
Those bigger cars have to take more room, you know, so they'll fill up all the spots that that aren't there, you know, so you got to watch that.
Well, I'm rolling now, so I'll be out of this noisy section here in just a second, and hopefully be able to hit the repeater.
A little scratchy, but other than that, you're getting in fine, not a problem there.
Tell you, a lot of traffic on the road. Of course, it is lunchtime, I guess, so, but being December and just a few weeks before Christmas, that probably has a little bearing on that, too. Oh, me, I tell you, I think we're buying just about everything online this year.
I'm deciding I'm gonna wait till I get down to Florida and go look for some things for my sister and everything. So that way I have a chance of knowing what she actually would like to have instead of just buying willy-nilly, you know?
Well, what we've been doing is drawing names, and we've been putting out a list of stuff that we would like to, you know, get, and then so you can pick from that list. So, you know, you basically know you're getting something on that list, but you don't know what. So it's a little bit of a surprise anyway.
Yeah, that should work out for you. That should work out for you. Well, it's just me and my sister, and I don't, you know, and I'll contribute to a couple of gifts up here for different people, but it's, you know, it's one of those things where you, and it's like for our choir director and our handbell director and, you know, the people like that, and you contribute to it, and then we got someone on that will actually make the purchase for us, so and then it'll be presented to the person and everything. So I guess we'll see what goes on there and everything like that. But, you know, it's you contribute to things as you can, you know.
Well, it just reminds me, our guy that does the Wednesday night tennis group, he puts the group together every week and you know, figures out who's going to play with who, and as we sign up, and you know, and he does all that for free, and does it all year long. So you know, we usually get him a gift card. I haven't heard anything about it this year. I guess I need to bring it up.
You got to do somebody has to take the bull by the horns, as they say, and go for it. So you could probably handle it, maybe.
I mean, I wouldn't mind taking up the money and yeah, getting him a gift card. You know, whatever. I'm sure somebody knows. You know, some of his favorite places better than I do. I know Dan, but I don't know him real well. So, played tennis with him many times, but anyway, we just haven't, you know, done a lot of talking about you know, personal things. So anyway, but I can figure it out, and you know, and I think he, you know, with all the work he does for everybody, I think he deserves that, because I mean, that's a hard job, and he tries to put, you know, people together, groups together, doubles that, you know, about the same ranking. It's an even-sided game, and and he's real good at that, and everybody really appreciates him doing that. So, I know he'd appreciate us, you know, showing him a little gratitude here at Christmas.
Well, it looks like you found yourself a task to take care of there. So, looks like you're set for making sure somebody gets something good for Christmas.
I just buy him a ham radio and say, "Oh, you can't use that? Well, here, I'll take it." And I'll just give him the money. That'd be a good idea.
Right. I think not.
Yeah, it sounded good. I just met my wife going the other direction there on Edwards Road. Because I recognize the tag on the front. She's the only one that's got that tag on the front of her car. It's a specialty tag. So anyway, so what are you doing at the house this morning, this afternoon?
Well, right now I'm just catching up on stuff on the computer because I didn't do anything yesterday. I was tied up with performances all day yesterday. Also, it was my beginning of my month to open up the church, open and close the church every Sunday. So, I was up at 6:30 yesterday morning. I was on my way to the church a little before 8 o'clock, and we had our hanging of the greens there program yesterday, and then I had to go pick up risers and pick up music stand and other things and. Make sure they get transported over to the place in Gaffney where we performed yesterday afternoon. We did a performance, and then we had to take all that equipment back and put it back where in storage. And so, as I was telling Tom earlier today, last night at 10 o'clock, I went to bed. And by 10:15, I was out like a light. So, and didn't get up until about 7:30 this morning. So, I was definitely tired yesterday.
For CPA. Well, it sounds like you did a lot of work there, and you know, I think I've been worn out too myself. You know, what is it that the greens did that was so bad that y'all had to hang them?
They were acting like you.
I guess I better keep my mouth shut then. I used to ask the preacher that every year, you know. Why are we hanging the greens? I mean, have they been that bad? You know. But, yeah, we used to do that. And I used to, one church I was at for 13 and a half years out Sunday. So, I was the first one there, the last one to leave. And if I was on vacation, then I had to get somebody to do that for me. And a lot of other things, too, so I could go on vacation.
I'm part of the Building and Grounds Committee, and my job on the committee is to find people to do that. And we do it for a month at a time. This month is being split up. I'm going to do it first three Sundays. And then because I'm going to Florida for the last two Sundays, one of the ladies that's on the committee, she's going to cover for those two Sundays for me. And then I've already got someone scheduled for January. I've got someone scheduled for February. At the meeting, right after the meeting yesterday, a new member to our committee, he said he would like to take on the March. So I've already got him down for March. So, you know, things are it moves along. It's just something we do it that way, because that way one person doesn't get stuck with it, you know, all month long, and it works out good that way, and we all have a chance to, you know, take a turn at it, and then you know, be part of it, and that way the same person is not being wiped out month in and month out, you know.
I know what you mean. That was one part of my job I really didn't enjoy, and it was a big facility, and you know, parts of it we didn't even use on Sunday. It was part of the daycare, but I still had to check it, because I had to check, you know, restrooms and even the doors to make sure somebody didn't go out the door and, you know, it wasn't quite closed all the way and latched and that kind of thing. So, you know, and every now and then at night I'd start to pull away from the church, and I'd see like a light on in a restroom, so I'd have to go back in and turn that light off and stuff like that. So it was a big old place, but I tried to catch everything before I left.
In case of the person does the opening and closing, they're only responsible for the sanctuary and Sunday school buildings, because the other if somebody is using one of our other facilities, like using the fellowship hall or something like that, then that committee, that person that's signed for that is responsible for covering that. And of course, we have a police officer on duty every Sunday and for events and things like that. And he stuck around yesterday till the end of our event yesterday morning, and then came back yesterday afternoon for the one in the evening. So, you know, and we got people who cover for us and things like that. So it all in all works out, and not one person doesn't get killed by everything, you know.
Good. No, that way, yeah, no one person has to do everything. Kind of spread it out. Well, did you do anything on the radio this weekend?
I checked into a net last night for a little while, and I made one contact, I think, and then I bailed out because I was beat. I mean, at the end of my day yesterday, I was just too tired to do anything. So I checked out of the net, and I climbed into bed, and the next thing I knew, it was 7:30 this morning, and that was about 10 o'clock last night, because after having been up at 6:30 to get ready to do it at church, and we did the hanging of the greens service yesterday, which a lot of up and down in the choir loft, a lot of singing, and then I had that performance yesterday afternoon, the our barbershop course had a performance over at the Patriots Retirement Center over in Gaffney. Real nice new place over there. And we went over there and performed yesterday afternoon for a bunch of veterans, because that's who goes in there. So, and it was a good afternoon. It's just a lot of work, because we had to transfer risers over there and other equipment that goes with it, and then transfer it back, put it all back up. So I left the house at 8:05 yesterday morning, and I got back home at about 5:30 last night. So that tells you I was beat.
It certainly sounds like you put in a full day there. Well, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway here, Rusty, so I'm going to say 73s, and you have a good rest of the day. It's good to talk with you, as usual, and you enjoy the rest of the day. It is really nice out here, and I'll be back on the court tonight at 6 o'clock, so looking forward to that. But anyway, I'll say 73s, and stick around for your final, WU2T, KB4CBA.
Okay, well, we'll catch up to you later. I've got handbell rehearsal tonight, and I got barbershop chorus tonight, so I've still got things going on, and a lot of things to get caught up with, and we'll get there eventually, and got to go take a look for a new-to-me car that I'm looking at. So, anyway, we'll talk to you later. Have a good rest of the day, and don't overplay this afternoon. KB4CBA, W22T, 73s for now.